Hello Blind Cool Tech, this is Riz, and I'm going to go and take a trip to a hole in the wall, and I hope you'll join me for that as we go, and I will describe the whole ATM thing, because I'm going to visit an inaccessible ATM machine, and I'm going to describe how I extract my dwindling supply of cash from it. So, I just came out of my house and turned left to go up the street. Now the ATM is not that far away from the house. We do have a rather nasty road to cross when we get to the top. Now it's a morning, it's actually a Thursday morning, and it's quite mild, slightly chilly but quite mild morning, and I thought I'd do this podcast now because I'll have access to the ATM machine without too many interruptions during the day. More people obviously go and access it, and I can't describe it to you, I'm being hounded by people. Okay, it's an overcast day, I would describe it as. And I'd also like to take the time to say thanks to everybody who likes my podcast. I got a lot of positive feedback, my living space one. I got a lot of positive feedback from that. Right. Now, the road of uncertainty is here. Okay, I'll just describe what happened there. I noticed that the road itself was clear, so I just went across. I don't usually do that, but on this occasion I noticed that it was free, so I took full advantage. Yeah, so thank you for that, everybody. That was great. I'm very grateful. So across the road, now I turned left to go up the street, and then I went up the street, and then I did another left turn to go onto the main road area. And I kept going along, and I turned down a bit to go to get to the road, and then I crossed that road, and I'm across there now. And now, inside of me here, there's a lot of takeaways. About three in a row, we have too many of them. And then they wonder why we have mice problems. But there you go. So, I'm not getting involved in that. There you go, more rubbish. People will take some food out of the takeaway and dump their rubbish. Right. Now this here that I'm crossing isn't actually a road. It's just a... It's hard to describe what it is, but it's not quite a road. But cars still will go up it. There's no way of knowing where the curb stops and where it ends, and it gets all quite confusing. Right. Okay, I'm just approaching the cash machine now, and I'll quickly describe it to you. The grid of 1, 2, 3, 4 along the actual where the buttons are, and then there's the screen. Well, I'll take it from top to bottom. There's a screen, and at either side of the screen there are buttons. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 buttons on either side of the screen, and then below that is your grid of numbers. And then there's your enter key, your cancel key, and to the left of all of that is where you put in your card, which I've just done that. I'm just going to enter my code. Now, I know for a fact what I want to do. I only know what certain buttons do. And the top left-hand button on the side of the screen asks, is the cash no receipt button? So I know that. Now there's different quantities here which you can take out, or you can press the other button, which is the bottom right of the side of the screen. And you can only take them out in tens. And I've just done that. And my card will come out. Now below the screen is where the cash comes out from. And there it is. Now, I mean, you can take out different amounts, obviously, depending on how much you need, but it always has to be in tens. I'm just gonna cross this half road, half pavement thing. I hate this thing, I'll be honest. Because there's no way of knowing when it ends and when it doesn't, no. Okay. And I've just gone a little bit crooked, but there you go. Okay, so basically, I'll just describe it now. The cash machine has like two portions of it. Where the screen is, it's got four buttons down the left-hand side, four buttons down the right-hand side. And the screen in the middle. Underneath the screen, directly, is where the cash comes out of. And then underneath that is a row of buttons. You get the numbers, and then you get a row of buttons. The second one up on the left, on the far right-hand side, is the enter key. And above from that, there's cancel and there's return card. And to the left of the number, to the left of the number stuff, there is a place where you push your card in. And that's it really. What I did was I've entered my, oops, sorry. Dismantling things here. Not my fault, that's their fault for having this stuff there. I'm going to turn down this street in order to cross it. And I'm going to cross the road. And I'm across. Okay. And basically, after you've entered your amount, you get options. The left hand and right hand to the screen buttons are the ones that give you the options. And there's cash with receipt, cash with no receipt. Now, I usually use a cash no receipt. I can't read the receipt, of course. The other thing is, then once you've done that, you can either enter one of the... What happens is, then this buttons on the side change again. They always change to reflect what's going on, the ones at each side of the screen. And then you get amounts, 10, 20, 30, I don't know. But I never use those. On the bottom right-hand side, there is an option called Other. I press that one, and I'm demolishing everything here. I press that one, and then, once I've done that, once I press the other, which is the bottom right-hand button, then I enter the amount myself and then press the enter button, which is on the grid of where the numbers is, just to the right of them, is the second one up from the bottom right-hand corner. So that's... And then the cash will come out, and so will the... There you go. I've just given that bottle that got in my way a big old kick. Didn't go as far as I wanted it to, but that was my left foot. My right foot is stronger. Anyways, I'm turning back. I've turned back to go home now, and I'm going back across the road, back down, back across those both roads, the half the road and the full road, if you will, past the takeaways I went, and then across, and I'm heading to my home. Now, this often becomes a little bit of a job sometimes. And the number of times I've walked past my own home is incredible. Because everything feels the same. My eyes, some people know that I don't have, I mean, I've got some vision, but not pointed up, but it just doesn't, it's not strong enough to indicate certain things to me. Oh, there we go. I am now at my house. Well, that came there. Sorry about that. A little noise there. I've got to get into my pocket. Here's my key, and actually, it's quite cold. Off to warm up later, but there you go. Right, I really do hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope I described everything okay. That was an ATM machine that is inaccessible, but I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I shall see you all next time, hopefully, on another podcast. If you want to contact me, my email address is rizstf@ntlworld.com. That's rizstf@ntlworld.com. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Bye-bye.